Personnel Administration Legislation Committee, Monday, March 18th, 2019.
I think I did hear a dog. I hope someone has a dog.
Yeah, but people call me at the house.
Okay, I'd like to call to order the Board of Supervisors Personnel Administration Legislative Committee meeting for Monday, the 18th of March. The first item is federal legislative update, please.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Patrick. Emily is actually up on the Hill right now, so she won't be joining us. The House and Senate are not in session this week. It's a recess week, and they'll return to session next week, March 25th. Just a few quick updates, as it's relatively quiet in D.C. An update on the resolution of disapproval that passed out of the House. The Senate voted last Thursday on the House passed resolution of disapproval of President Trump's emergency declaration. The resolution passed on a vote of 59 to 41, with 12 Republican senators voting with all Democrats. Over the weekend, President Trump then issued his first veto, which rejected the effort to overturn the national emergency at the southern border. Speaker Pelosi announced the House will vote to override the president's veto next Tuesday, March 26th. The House is clearly not expected to come close to having the two-thirds majority that's necessary to override the president's veto, but Democrats are hoping to take up that vote to make it more difficult for House Republicans to vote on the issue. The Senate will not end up taking up the veto override legislation since it will fail in the House. But regardless, the strong bipartisan support in the Senate and in the House, particularly in the Senate, though, in the support for the measure will likely add support to the states like California's case that have already filed lawsuits seeking to block the emergency declaration. A quick update on H.R. 6. The House Democrats introduced the Dream and Promise Act of 2019 last Tuesday, which would provide a path to citizenship for those with status under one of three temporary immigration programs, the DACA program, the temporary protected status from Honduras, Haiti, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Nepal, Somalia, Sudan, and South Sudan, and then those with deferred enforced departure status from Liberia. Congresswoman Roybal Allard of California introduced it along with 207 other Democrats as co-sponsors, including 43 of the 45 members from California, Democratic members from California. At the House Judiciary Committee hearing last week on the legislation, there was broad bipartisan support to address these three programs, the DACA program, TPS, and then the Deferred Enforced Departure program. But there was, again, the partisan divide over whether to include these fixes with increased border security measures or other enforcement provisions for the bill to be able to pass the Republican-held Senate. And again, H.R. 1 through 10, and this being H.R. 6, are Democratic priority and messaging bills that'll likely pass the House on partisan lines. Mainly all Democrats end up co-sponsoring these bills, but then they'll likely die in the Senate. But just kind of a quick update on H.R. 6. And then one last thing we wanted to touch on. The House Oversight Committee held a hearing last week on the 2020 census in the addition of a citizenship question to the decennial census. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross testified on the proceedings and the progress of the census. The vast majority of the hearing was very partisan, with Democrats and Republicans criticizing one another. Democrats on the committee were interested in learning kind of more about the process in which Secretary Ross made the decision to include the citizenship question. They even offered him the opportunity to correct his previous statements before Congress. Republicans on the committee, however, they wanted to demonstrate that adding the citizenship question was simply routine, saying it had been included in previous decennial censuses. But we're currently working with Casey and Supervisor Chan's office and provided the committee with the Board of Supervisors resolution from last year in April 2018 that opposed the addition of the citizenship question. So we're staying on top of that and just wanted to keep you updated on the 2020 census. And then that's kind of all for our report for this week.
Okay, are there any questions, comments, or clarifications? All right, thanks. We'll move on to the next state legislative update, please.
Great, so Sacramento's here, and just want to briefly talk about budget. The subcommittees are in full swing now, meeting for several hours last week, particularly on the Health and Human Services side, and on homelessness and housing issues. There is a hearing today as well at 2:30 that we'll be attending, and we'll be testifying on the no-place home issue on your behalf and monitoring the other issues. Unfortunately, the chair of the committee has taken a leave of absence. We have a new chair that we'll have to get used to, but same staff, which is good. So hopefully once he is able to negotiate his current issues at home, he'll be able to rejoin us in the legislature. There's also policy committees that begin meeting. March and April are very busy as we have deadlines. We've got our two sponsored bills, one of which is AB 944, which is co-sponsored with the Western Center on Law and Poverty, relating to CalWORKs and immigration issues. It's a redo of a bill that you co-sponsored last year and unfortunately was vetoed by the governor. So we're working very closely with your staff as well as Western Center on that bill. It's been set for March 26th in Human Services Committee. We know that your staff is coming to Sacramento to testify. We will be there to support them. There's also the emergency shelter issue that we've been dealing with, and we had a bill with Assemblymember Ash Kolra, AB 1745, along with the City of San Jose. However, we are now going to join AB 143, which is the Assemblymember Cork Silva out of Orange County's measure. Orange County Board of Supervisors have come on board to support and we believe sponsor of that legislation, so we're going to come on board making a few modifications based on LA County's experience with implementing the 932 proposal from 2017 and making some fixes there, along with making sure we comply with the HEAP requirements related to reporting. So once we're amended into that, we'll let you know. The staff member from Cork Silva's office and our team met late last week and they're talking to the committee. The bill has not been set yet, but we're hoping to get those amendments underway sooner rather than later. Last week, one of the things that we did see that we had not seen yet is the governor had proposed as part of his both state and state and his January 10 budget, a master plan on aging, but there were no details revealed. Fortunately, they started to talk about